before you start listening to this side of the tape, switch it over to the other two tracks, because I made the other two tracks first, and it won't mean anything to you. There won't be any continuity if I don't, if you listen to this side first. Okay? Anyhow, where was I when I left off on the other track? Oh, I was telling you about getting across the French border. And the French guards came on, and they collected our passports and everything and looked at them, and they were in order. Thank goodness, because we had gone to Gibraltar and had gotten a Spanish stamp on Violet's passport, or she'd never gotten through. However, we got across the French border, and the border people were very nice, very pleasant, and came on and spoke in both French and Spanish. No difficulty. We stopped just on the other side of the border so that we could get some money if we wanted to, some French money. And the exchange isn't as good as it is in Morocco. You can get francs, 5 francs to the dollar in Morocco, but it's a little less than that in France. But nevertheless, we stopped off and I got some French money. Not a great deal, but I got some. And had a Coke at a grocery store. Couldn't drink it inside the grocery store, though. Had to drink it outside. I suppose it has some kind of rule about that. And I had to get back on the bus, and off we went. And it's quite a long ride through the Pyrenees, as they say. And again, the French Pyrenees, just beautiful. But as we got away from some of the cities, you could see out in the farmland where it wasn't quite so prosperous. But still, there was so much green, and all they had things growing, vegetables and corn. I don't know if it's the corn that they eat or the corn they feed to the cows, but they had corn growing anyway. I rather think it's for the cows. Another thing I should tell you, both in the Pyrenees, both in the Spanish side and the French side, and while the people are both Basque, some are French and some are Spanish, we didn't see any burros at all, not one. But they do use oxen for their fields. But they have this, and it's amazing to see it. It looks like the fringe from a hat or a shawl or something. It's wool, and they put it on the forehead to shade the eyes of the animal so that the sun won't get in their eyes. When you see them out plowing the fields, and you see sometimes red or black or whatever color I suppose they happen to have or whatever leftover yarn their wives happen to have hanging over the front of their eyes. And I get kind of a kick out of that. I had seen pictures of it, but I actually had never really seen it myself. So we went on and we drove on for a while and came to a town called, we drove on several hours, I should say, called Pau, P-A-U. And gee, it's a lovely modern French city. Many people speak English there. And they understand Spanish. I think pretty nearly on the border, you have to understand both languages. Very beautiful little place. So we stopped and had dinner. Dinner was good, except for lunch, they brought out, typically, you know, Spanish, French, they have to give you 3 courses. And they brought out, but we didn't realize that, and we didn't know what we were going to get. So they brought out some, a potato salad, but with their salad dressing, they don't put on mayonnaise like we do. They put on usually oil and vinegar, cold potatoes, and salami, and I forget, maybe something like a liverwurst, you know. But I was so hungry that I ate it, you know. I thought, well, I'm a little leery of eating some of their sausage, but I ate it anyway. And I said, gee, I never knew the cold potatoes would taste so good to me. Well, the second course was an omelet with potatoes. I said, gee, if they serve us potatoes for the third course, I'm going to kill them. But as I say, by this time I hadn't realized we were going to have a third course. And then the third course was chicken. It was very good. And we had a bottle of French wine. You can't drink the water any place. And the wine was delicious. So we walked around the town a little bit, and I took some pictures. That's a sad story, though, because I don't think any of them are going to come out. I don't know why they don't. That's sort of off the subject, but my camera isn't working as well as it could. I'm not working as well as I could. I think it's the way I put it in or something, although I put it in according to instructions all the time, but we'll see. But I was very impressed with Pau. I thought it was a lovely city. And I guess I got some postcards from there, or I mailed some cards from there, I think. But it was very nice. So we went on and drove through Bayreuth and Bayonne. Now, we say Bayonne in the States, like the Bayonne in New Jersey, but they say Bayonne over here. The Spanish do. I think the French say Bayonne. And in the afternoon, we arrived at Lourdes, and all the Spanish people got off and went to one hotel, and then they dropped us off at the Hotel Bethany. This probably means something to Alice. She probably knows where it is. It's not far from the Basilica at all. In fact, you just have to walk down and cross the bridge. It was a very nice hotel. And the people were very nice. I say that kind of surprisingly because, some of the places that there are so many tourists, the hotel people and all tend to be a little bit unconcerned. But when we got there, now I didn't go through the old section of Lourdes. And remember, I didn't get to see as much as I would have had I been there several days. But my first impression of going through the section of Lourdes before you get to the Basilica was that if the Catholic Church took a match and burned all those horrible little souvenir shops, they'd be doing us a great favor. Although I don't think it's as bad as Rome, but nevertheless, you know, St. Patrick, Ireland has one, the United States has one, Holland has one. They're not really representatives of the country, and they'll sell you anything from mantillas that say Lourdes on them to, of course, they also sell the bottles for the holy water, which is a good place to stop and interject here, that I did get some water, and I did have some mail to you, Mother. I had four bottles mailed to you, small. They're not large because of the convenience of mailing them, and I had hoped that maybe that you'd keep one and maybe give one to Jack and one to Donna Dot, and then one to Nancy Donlan, since her father's sick, although you may decide that there's something else you would rather do with them. But I did get four bottles, and I tried very hard to get things only at the approved places, but unfortunately, I did have to get these in the hotel, but the hotel had a nice little shop, and it was very, very, it was all right. But, oh, those shops are terrible. However, I won't dwell on the negative side. I've said all I'll say on the negative side of Lourdes and talk about the positive side. I was tremendously impressed. First of all, we got there, as I say, around 4 o'clock, and at 4:30 they have benediction in St. Pius X Basilica, which is the underground basilica, or the underground church. And I've heard various reports of how many people it holds, and some say 50,000, and I believe it. However, we joined the procession, and all the sick on the various litters or wheelchair types that they have provided by Lourdes were there. I guess I'm going a little bit too fast. When you walk in, cross the bridge to the basilica, the